first class of his posters, and our hero is the proud possessor of two general admission tickets. He is all of a twitter to get going. And here, urging his better half for more speed, we find Bibby McGee and Molly.
Oh, come on, Molly. I want to get to the circus and see that hula dancer shake it up.
Hey,
shake it up, Molly.
Now listen here. All right, dearie. All right. We've plenty of time.
No, we haven't. We're too late now. I better call a cab.
What? Call a cab to go to a circus?
Why, certainly. Why not?
Well, it just doesn't seem the right spirit somehow. It's like wearing evening clothes to a fish fry.
Just the same, I ain't going to miss any of this circus by being late. Give me the phone. Hello, operator. Give me the whistle, Mr. Texas. Oh, is that you, Mick? How's everything doing, Mick? Yes, eh? What's that, Mick? Yeah. Got beat up by your uncle, eh?
Oh, heavenly days. How beautiful.
What do you mean, girl? My uncle got up first this morning and had the coffee all made by the time she was out of bed. What's that, Mick? Oh, no answer to the cab coming, eh? Oh, he must be out. Okay, Mick. Thanks.
Well, I tell you, it'll do us good to walk here.
Boy, will I be glad to get a smell of a real circus again. It'll bring back the old days when I was a bull boss with the old Wobbin back in Hollis out there.
Bull boss?
Yeah. In charge of the elephant.
Oh.
What do you think I meant?
Well, not that.
That's not all. Forget one time we sang something.
Hello, Gardner. Hello, Johnny. Hey, where you kids gonna spend your summer vacation?
Well, we haven't decided yet, Mr. Oldtimer. Why?
Well, I just wanted to suggest the Canadian Rockies.
Why the Canadian Rockies?
Well, I got a nephew up there. I'd kind of like to see you again. But you might have room for me in the back seat, kid. I wouldn't be any trouble, honest. And I'm loads of fun.
Well, if we go that way, we'll let you know, old timer. But I must say, you're the first living room hitchhiker I ever met.
That's very good, isn't
it? Well, seeing that I'm in a little mood today, Johnny, I'd say that was pretty good.
Anybody thinks you never saw a circus before? Say, so incidentally, how much did the ticket cost back?
Not a dime. Not a thin, shiny, well-worn dime, baby. I got these tickets the easy way. Professional courtesy.
Meaning what?
Well, you see it this way. I agree. Just we'll never get to the circus this way.
No.
Come in.
I'm going to circus. I'm going to circus.
Oh, wait a minute. What's you so excited about, Gildersleeve? So are we going to circus?
Well, I wish I could be as enthusiastic as you two. For me, your circus is just the number two road company of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Is that so? Well, I don't care so much about the animals. But, oh, boy, do I like those trapeze performers.
Yeah, and the trick riding.
And the tightrope walkers.
Yeah.
Gee, I love tightrope walkers. When they jump up on a rope like this and balance.
They're down off of the back of that Davenport, Mr. Gildersleeve.
You're a hard woman, Mrs. McGee.
Hey, Gildy.
What?
You got tickets, or are you going to crawl under the tent?
Well, I got tickets, but I got a good notion to crawl under the tent anyway. Pick your old time safe for you.
Yeah, me too. How about it, Molly? You going to
know? No, I'm not. If you two want to act like you're still wearing short pants, don't expect me to act the same.
That's all right, Mrs. McGee. I didn't get it.
Why are you coming along with us, Billy?
No, thanks. I like to prowl around alone. You know, last year I walked right up and talked to one of the lady acrobats.
No, did you, honest?
I sure did, McGee. She was pretty. I still got a spangle she dropped off her dress. Look.
Oh, boy. What do you want for it?
What did you give me?
Oh, heavenly days. Come on, McGee. I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. This way, Billy.
Where are you going, McGee?
Out the back door.
What's the matter with the front door?
Won't open.
Why not, McGee?
That purpose poster's plastered all over it.
What? Billy McGee, what on earth?
Now, wait a minute, Molly. You're just a professional cursing. You don't think they're giving these two tickets for nothing, do you?
You tried it, folks?
No, we haven't.
Get the punk lemonade.
Wonder where the guy is who sells the toy here. I think I'll get one of the red tassels.
Well,
I
didn't want that.
Oh, hello there, little girl. You're lost, are you?
No, yes.
No. Now, don't tell me you're here all alone. What? You mean you are?
No.
No what?
Hmm?
Are you here all alone or not?
No. I came with my daddy.
Oh.
He's over there buying some cotton candy.
You like cotton candy?
No. No, but he does.
Well, this must be a great day for you, sir. Coming to a big circus like this. Very exciting, ain't it?
Put the bang out of it, I pretend I love it. Personally, I'd rather see him with a good book any day.
Well, that's very tactful of you, sis. I hope you'll always try to be a pal to your old man.
Oh, sir. He's a pal at times, but there's a rule he's pretty good. What I always say is, I wouldn't take $1 million trying to give you a darn thing around. From what I can judge, a father may bring his little boy out to the circus, but he takes the circus to bring out the little boy and the father.
I don't know, but he's skinny enough to double as a windshield wiper.
All right, folks, if you give me your kind attention, take a good look at Osteo, the human skeleton. But don't crowd him, please. Osteo is easily rattled. Ha, ha! Battle for the folks, Osteo. Thank you, thank you. And now we will show you how the human skeleton got himself into this deplorable condition. Proceed, Osteo.
He's polishing the automobile.
Exactly. And polishing it the old-fashioned way. That's what happened to Benny the Bag of Bones, folks. Wore himself to a shadow, trying to restore the finish on his automobile with an inferior, hard-rubbing cleaner and polish. Now, is it only used the new and sensational Johnson Carnu? The double-action, easy-to-use product that cleans and polishes at the same time. He would no doubt have been a satin sassy for dinner up there today. Because, excuse me a minute, folks.
Hey, buddy.
What's that?
Hey, stick around, pal. Huh? After this lecture, we'll put on a special show in the rear tent for men only. 25 cents extra.
Oh boy. For men only. What kind of a show is it, Dad?
You can see the human skeleton polish a trailer.
Oh.
Dawson. Oh, he's this fellow right here. Well, I'm glad to see you again, Buster. This is my wife, Molly.
How do you do, I'm sure?
Howdy, ma'am. Any wife of McGee's is a friend of mine.
Well, what you doing around here, Buster, old papa?
Oh, didn't you know? I own this circus. Have you folks seen the performance yet?
Well, not as yet, no, Mr. Dawson.
Oh, well, I'll be glad to have you as my guest.
Oh.
Just ask your usher to take you to the owner's box.
Oh, certainly appreciate this, boss.
Oh, not at all, not at all, McGee. If you have any trouble, just yell from my head last about Slugs McGinty.
Slugs McGinty. Ah, there's a fine old aristocratic name. Old Mayflower stock, I presume?
No, old cauliflower.
Buster, you used to be in the circus business together, Miles. I can't remember right now whether he worked for me or whether I worked for him, but we was in the same outfit for years. Wasn't it, Buster?
Yep, and you worked for me, McGee.
Yeah, just a bit of that.
Well, now isn't that nice?
Yes, sir. We always used to say that nobody could clean a cage like young Rathbury. Remember how we used to call you Rat Face, McGee?
Ah, great bunch of critters, them guys.
Well, McGee, I've got to go check up.
Hey, Molly, look. There's Mr. Duffington.
Well, what on earth is he doing at the circus?
I'll bet he's going to take a lesson from the camels on how to look supercilious.
Hey, that the lady you're talking about over there?
Yeah.
She looks sort of familiar to me.
She's looked familiar to anybody who's ever opened up a can of prunes. I never saw such an old pickle. How do you do, Mrs. Jefferson? So nice to see you.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee? How do you do?
Hi, Effie.
Oh, my goodness, so this is a circus. A great day, isn't it?
You say you've never been to a circus before, Effie?
She travels with her own, McGee.
Huh?
Three rings under each eye. Just kidding, Mrs. Jefferson.
Oh, certainly, my dear. I always think she does a fall.
Wow.
Thing. I was just about to realize that I've been missing all these years. What if my shattered child would insist upon me? Miss McGee, I'm suggesting something.
Where's your social graces, McGee?
Huh?
Give Mrs. Uppington a knockdown to Mr. Dawson.
Excuse me. Mrs. Uppington, I'd like to have you meet an old pal of mine, Buster Dawson.
This is Mrs. Abigail Uppington, Mr. Dawson. She's the hot girl in my social register.
I'm sure.
Mrs. Abigail Uppington, eh? What are you going to do, ever kid me? Social leader, that's a hot one.
Well, I consider that you're a real intelligent.
Oh, lay off, sir. You're killing me.
What? Well, what do you mean,
Buster? Why, don't you recognize him again?
Huh?
Oh, no, I guess he was before your time. Why, when I knew her, she was Mademoiselle Tootsie LaCour, Queen of the Bareback Riders. Oh, good.
Well, for heavenly days.
I know everything.
I always wondered how she could stay up on a high horse without being trained for it.
Oh, why don't you break down, Tootsie? You got nothing to be ashamed of. Why, you were the second best rider under canvas.
Second best? And who was better than I? No, I split for my feelings.
Happy as the cook said to the waiter when he spilled the beans, I guess you spilled the beans.
Well, you know, this is most embarrassing. You never could keep your trap shut, Dr. Dawson.
How did you ever come to leave the circus, Abigail?
Well, one night I was doing my double back split through three people hoops to a handstand, and something frightened my horse, and I landed on a gentleman's lap in the reserve seat.
Well, that is, she's always acting so silly, Molly. She's a Laplander.
And then what happened, Mrs. Uppington? I mean, the food.
That gentleman, my dear, was Mr. Uppington. him. He proposed to me the moment he revolved in. Oh, how long to be out there again, doing that triple forward somersault over four front horses. Oh, maybe I could fall in love with another gentleman that you set up in Kenny. Oh, then I guess you, Mr. McGill. Oh, well, goodbye, my dear. Goodbye, Mr. McGill. And so long, Buster, you rat.
Dawson's private doctor,
I guess. Ah, there. Good day, my dear. And hello to you, Winstock.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Boomer?
Hi, Boomer. What are you doing here?
Got a temporary appointment as deputy sheriff, Cornphone. On the pickpocket detail.
Oh.
Imagine me on the pickpocket detail. If this picking pockets was ever anything but a detail to me.
Hey, sheriff, hey, let's see your bag, Boomer.
Why, a little skeptic, aren't you?
Betcha.
Also spelled without the K. Now let me see. What did I do with that bag? Shall we begin, Yes, Boone. Beg pardon? Yes, Boone.
You read that wrong, Molly. It says, yes, go on.
Oh. Thank you. Now let me see. Where did I put that sheriff's badge? Had it right here a minute ago. Bad. Here's my little Swiss watch. I think it's a Swiss watch. I certainly yodeled when I took it. Not part of Billy Rose's opera team. Never saw so many chorus girls in one bars in my life. The handful of upset diamonds. Unset. It was the dealer who was upset. He's no cost card of mine. I was quite a wealthy man when I first came to this country. Had 53 pieces of luggage.
Heavenly day. 53 pieces.
Yes, indeed. Deck of cards and a blackjack. Ah, what's this? Oh, yes. You've never been checked for an abbreviated beer. Imagine that, the whole deputy sheriff's badge. I've been robbed. Help, police, deputy sheriff, somebody get him.
That guy's as crooked as a fierce hind leg.
Dog hind leg, dear.
I know, but I like dogs. Oh, well, let's go on in, Molly. Imagine us stepping right in the owner's private box.
General admission tickets, please.
Oh, here you are, bud. Come on, Molly.
Well, listen now. How do you find Mr. Dawson's private box?
Oh, we'll find it. If not, we can always ask for Spuds or Chug or something. What did you say that guy's name was?
Well, I don't remember. Ask the usher.
Oh, hey, usher, where's Mr. Dawson's private box?
Right here, Mr. First Box on the left.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I see. Lovely seats, Peter.
There, some stuff, huh? Best in the house. Well, it sure pays to have friends, don't it, Molly? It
certainly does.
Won't be long now.
All right, you two. Out of them seats, them reserved for the boss.
Now, listen, it's all right, boy. We're Mr. Dawson's guests.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me see your pass.
I ain't got a pass, bud. Me and Buster's old pal. I used to know him way back in the day.
Come on. Quit stalling out of them seats.
No, wait a minute, bud. Don't get so tough. You can't throw us out of here.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, who's going to stop me? You're who else?
Me and who else? Who's that fellow Buster told us to yell for? Oh, yeah. Me and McGillicuddy, that's who. Hey, McGillicuddy!
I'm not scared of you and all your friends. Now get out of that box before I drag you.
McGee, maybe we better go back and...
Now, don't worry, Molly. I know how to handle this.
Hey, McGillicuddy!
Huh? Oh, that's not it. Hey,
McGonagall, I need you.
All right, cut out that yelling. You're creating a disturbance.
Hey, McGonagall.
I warned you to pipe down. Now take this.
Hey, see here, mister. Stop that this instant.
Yeah, cut that out.
Oh, McGonagall. Oh, my goodness. For heaven's sake, McGee, quick. Think of that man's name.
Oh, I got it. I remember now.
Hey,
I forgot it again.
All right, scram, stupid.
I won't do it.
Hey, McGibney, McGweeney, McDonald, McCrisley.
Now listen, Tommy. You're getting in my hair.
McGuire! McCoy! McBride!
Oh, McGee.
McGee!
No, that's me.
McNair! McNair!
Well, I guess I got gotta show you I'm me. Now take him away, lady. That'll teach him to get fresh with slugs, McGinty.
That's right. You used to be with the circus, huh?
Sure. I'm an old lion tamer.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you ever quit?
I ran out of old lions.
Well, Fibbers had a host of troubles in his